3. Lieutenant Omak and I stood by as the author cried. Martha sat beside her husband, one arm around his shoulders, a cheek pressed to his head in solidarity. The raw pain of that moment gripped everyone in the room. There were dozens of questions to ask as well as evidence samples to collect, but Kent Jameson needed a moment to get beyond the initial shock. At last, his wife decided it was best to get him out of her room, and she led him back to the living room, back to the same fat chair. She stayed close, rubbing his arm and getting him a box of tissues. I sensed that this was the usual tenor of their relationship, the creative, eccentric genius nurtured by a gilded younger wife. Lieutenant Omak handed over the water, and I realized why he had asked for it in the first place. Kent took a few sips before handing it back to his wife and patting his hips.
Where's my cell?
He pulled a phone out of the pocket of his jeans and tapped the screen with a sigh.
I should have done this first. Maybe she's just a phone call away, and we're overreacting.
Martha's brows rose in a hopeful expression, and I think we all held our breath as he called her number. A moment later, his lips stretched into a scowl once again.
No answer, and she's got no mailbox set up, as usual.
He stared at the cell phone.
Maybe she'll answer my text.
Please let us know right away if you hear from her, I said. He glanced up from the phone in his hands.
Maybe it's not her. There's no note in her room. And if I were writing the scene, there'd be a note saying goodbye.
Don't they usually leave notes? Martha asked. Statistically? I understood that it was Jameson's job to create mystery scenarios, but it seemed calloused to boil the probability of death down to a plot device. Besides, we had not thoroughly searched Lucy's room for a note. Every case is different. Is Lucy your only daughter? I asked, trying to ease into conversation with a question I knew the answer to.
Yes, an only child. Spoiled more than most, but it wasn't always that way. When she was a baby, her mom and I didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Kent raked one hand through his already wild hair. For a man approaching 50, he still had a...